Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Oh, I promise, I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. I come. I come.
Thank you. So here's my problem that I see a lot of people when it comes to confrontation, when it comes to putting their foot down. They wait until they are ready to lose their minds before they start the confrontation. And at that point, it's screaming and yelling nobody's buying it on the other end also. You ever notice that? You know, no one's, because it's coming out in this furious, negative, whatever. But this idea of we're either going to neglect something or we're going to yell at it as loud as we can, that is not, we can't live that way. That's not good for you, is it? We need to find a different way of dealing with this. I think we get worried about the consequences of these things. We feel like, you know, if I start, I say this all the time, if I start talking to this person about this, I'm going to go crazy, lose my mind, you know. I'm just so frustrated about it, I don't know a cool way to just, you know, and sometimes you do, you end up talking to people, now, would you please don't do that, because, you know, you get so tense about it, you know. And none of this stuff is good for us. It's not good for our relationships and other people. So let's start here. Here's Proverbs 27, verse 6. Wounds inflicted by the correction of a friend prove he is faithful. Wow. The abundant kisses of an enemy show his lies. See, what he's saying is sometimes, even when it's a wound that's inflicted by a friend, that means he's willing to tell you something that you don't want to hear because he loves you. Is that maybe it's a grandma or an auntie or somebody that gives you that hard word, but it's good because it's a word that you need. It's not the kind of thing that you want to hear. That's a different thing. Sorry for the steam heat coming on. It's a little loud noise here. But the abundant kisses of an enemy show his lies. That means those people that are shining you on are doing that so they can take advantage of you later. That's not what we're supposed to seek after. You know, I got, you know, some people in my life that are easy to get along with, and some people that are a headache, but that doesn't mean that the ones that are easy to get along with are the ones that have my back either. See how that works? Sometimes people are just trying to get over on you. So here's my philosophy with all of this. Is I think you need to be your own bouncer, okay? If you go to a nightclub, now, some, you know, probably you're saying, what is this nightclub thing that you're discussing? I've never heard of such a thing. Y'all can do whatever, however you want to tell it. But you, when you go to the club, I'll describe it to you in case you've never heard of this. When you go to a adult nightclub, and there you go, they have a bouncer that will be out front there, you see, and he is in charge of holding that security on that place and making sure everything's lined out and squared away. Now, understand the bouncer is not the boss, right? He's not in charge of anything but just making sure things don't get out of pocket. And that's the kind of role that you need to be into. You, See, when we talk about confronting people, when we talk about, you know, relationships getting out of hand, work stuff getting out of hand, you know, family stuff getting out of hand, we're talking about confrontation within that, you might be thinking that's about trying to shot call that situation and be in charge of that situation. That's not what's going on there. You know, I have problems in my relationship, in my marriage. I can't just say, well, I am now going to assume control. I don't like how things are going lately. And from now on, I will call the shots and everyone will do. I can't do that. If you're looking at me like maybe you could do it, but you know what? You know, we'll find out. Okay, how about that? I know what I can get away with, for heaven's sake. I've tried. I've pushed the boundaries. That's how I can tell. I do need to have that role as a bouncer. You know, it's not about being the boss, but it means that when things get to a certain point, I do need to step in and say, now, wait a second. See what I mean? That's not the same thing as calling a shot. That's not being the boss. You need to be your own bouncer in your relationship. And sometimes things are going good in that relationship. You don't need to be in there trying to manage that. You just stand on the sidelines and cheer. You know, that's not about trying to run things and be involved and then putting your finger in every little pie either. It means when things get out of hand, you have to have that presence of mind of saying, now, wait a second. This isn't right. We got to do something. So I want to encourage you to be your own bouncer. Now, understand the bouncer's job is not to be mean. If you were working as a bouncer at a nightclub and you were just mean to everyone that came in the place and were just rude, well, no one would want to go to that club and you'd get fired. So that's not how that works either. Everyone who this is a fact. Everyone who works for me has been bounced at some point or another. Has been put in check where I said, excuse me, we're not going to do this now. And they know that that's done in love. They know that that's done with respect. And they know that what I'm doing is I'm looking at the bottom line of the ministry, what we need to accomplish as a ministry. I'm not coming in there just trying to run people's lives or any of those kind of things. And I'm not doing it in a mean way. I'm not being hateful. I'm not being rude. And I'm not getting hopped up and going crazy on emotions. You know, yelling and, you know, trying. Like if I'm loud enough, you have to do what I say and all that. That's not it. We can do that in a very loving way, and I want you to encourage you to do that with your own life, to be your own bouncer. The bouncer says when things are going too far. That's really what we're talking about here, is that, you know, if you go to a nightclub and you want to dance around and act a fool and go crazy and drink too much or whatever, that's fine. That's what that building's for, you understand? But if it reaches a certain point, then it's different. That's when the bouncer enters the situation and says, oh, excuse me, we're not going to do that now. And that's we draw that line there. We have to have that sense of where those boundaries are in our relationships with other people. To a certain extent, some of this is okay. You know, people, you know, family's going to be a little weird and you're a little weird. They're putting up with you. You can put up with them. That's fine. But when we get to a certain point where we're being rude or mean or manipulative, then we have to step and say things are going too far. And you have to be your own bouncer on that. And that's another thing about a bouncer is not there to play games. You know, that's my experience anyway. They're not there to play games with you or it's not like you can manipulate them with your story or your tale or whatever. It wasn't me. You know, he's swung at me first. They don't care. You understand this? They aren't there to try and bring justice to that situation. They're just there to kick out all the people acting like a knucklehead that they can see behaving that way. That's it. We have to have that mentality. We have to project that to other people. I'm not here to play games with you. That's not my... I'm a serious person. I got a serious effort that I'm putting forth to better my life and get myself on track. I'm trying to be serious about my walk with the Lord. I am not playing games. You people play games all day long because it distracts you from the fact that you aren't getting yourself on track. You see me get on track, that makes you feel guilty, so you're going to try and drag me down with you. I'm not playing that game. I love you. I'll be around you. I'll put up with a certain low-level amount of nonsense. But at some point, when this turns into game playing, I'm out. That's not how this is going to be. A bouncer, and again, I'm trying to tell you to be your own bouncer. A bouncer knows when to step in. See, that's the part of this that we're really talking about, that moment of when do I make that choice? And I think that's something you have to learn, and I think the Lord has to give you a sense of wisdom about that and a little bit of a nudging, because there's a point where this is okay and there's a point where it's not okay. And we have to see where that line is. We have to understand that and be able to reflect that and communicate that. Sometimes it helps. I know this is very much true for me in my relationship. Sometimes it helps to give people a little bit of warning when they're getting close to that line, you know. Hey, just so you know, okay, you know, you pump your brakes because you're heading for the cliff. Go ahead and pump your brakes now. I'm not saying it's a problem now. I'm saying it's about to be a problem. That's okay. I'm not trying to tell you what to do or how to handle your business. I'm just saying, slow up. That's okay. You know, if you're going to react to that like you can't stand to hear it, then we have a bit of a problem. And that's the thing about, you know, the thing about being a bouncer is, I mean, I've never been one, so what do I know? But my guess is that you have to get used to being determined about the decision you're making and not care about the reaction coming from the other side. In other words, nobody ever threw someone out of a club and they said, well, I think you're absolutely right. Thank you, sir. I'll show myself out. And just left. That never happened. Universally, everyone hates the decision that the bouncer's making. I think over time, he probably gets used to that. When he says, all right, it's time to go, what? Who? Me? How can that? And are you telling me, and this is, where is this even coming from? And you don't know what he did and this and excuses and things and whatever. And you know, he's having to haul them out of the thing when they're kicking and screaming and yelling and all that. But that's part of drawing lines. That's part of being your own bouncer. It means recognizing when you draw that line, when you set that boundary, the other side of that, the people are going to be upset with that. They're going to be frustrated with that. They're going to react to that. And that's okay. As Matt was saying, we don't get caught in that cycle of reacting to that. When the bouncer says it's time to go, it is time to go. That's the thing about being a bouncer, you see. And I think for you, you have to figure out where those lines are and to recognize if we're going to keep doing this, I'm going to go or you're going to go. That's the kind of line that I'm drawing. It's not about trying to get along with every different kind of manipulation that's out there. And finally, I think this is the most important thing in the world, is you have to be able to, so to speak, to bounce yourself. It's about looking at your own life and the things that you're doing and being able to put yourself in check in that way and saying, hey, dude, what are you thinking? Why are you doing this? And you know you can't go over there and be with those people. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself a little bit like that. And you have to sort of bounce yourself, so to speak, put yourself in check. And all of this, understand, can be done in a positive way. I don't think this is about being mean. I don't think it's about yelling. That's what I'm trying to avoid. I don't think it's about responding to things in anger, even though, of course, we'll have those emotions going on. I think it's about confronting people in such a way as to say, you're better than this. You're better than this. Why are you acting this way? Why are you doing this way? You're a better person than this. I deserve better than this. You deserve to have a relationship that's better than this. Here's what the Bible says about that. Paul was talking to some people. He says, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? See, this is how we need to confront people, the way he did it. He's saying, you were doing good. You were on the right track. Who cut in on you? How did that happen? That's what I want to know. If I'm going to direct my anger somewhere, if I'm going to direct my frustration somewhere, how did this nonsense happen? I'm not blaming you necessarily. I mean, you're taking on the behavior, but for heaven's sake, you are running a good race. See, we can uplift people even when we confront them, because that's the role that God has for us in other people's lives, is to always uplift them. That when we're confronting them, we're doing that in love. Everything a preacher tells you from this stage is a confrontation. You're living this way. We're trying to help you live another way. And of course, we try and say that in love every single time. You're better than this. You're smarter than this. You have so much potential you're not tapping into. You can do it, and we've got your back. Amen? We love you. God bless you. Come on, Lord.